Welcome to the Lent edition of the Shepherd of Souls minicast. In this cast, I take on Genesis and the image and likeness of God that's created in each one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thanks for listening.
To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Please be seated. Well, thank you all for coming out on this first day in a year that we haven't had snow. It's nice to be able to look out and not see snow falling from the sky. It's nice for us to be able to be together again and to serve with Father John and the people from St. Nicholas who are here. So thank you all for coming. You know, during these 6 weeks of Lent, we focus specifically on readings from three Old Testament books, Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs. There's no liturgy appointed during the weekdays of Lent except on very rare occasions. So the readings do come from the Old Testament to remind us of in the beginning. So for the first 3 days, we've read in Genesis about the creation of the world. And we see that culminating tonight with the reading that we face from Genesis about God creating humanity in his image and likeness. That's all of us. But not just those of us who are in this room, but everyone. And I think sometimes the world has forgotten that each human being, no matter who they are or where they're from, is created with this divine spark. I think if we forget this, it's very easy to murder someone, for example, to go to war with someone, for example. Sometimes, unfortunately, in our fallen world, war is necessary. And although we don't rejoice at the idea of going, sometimes it's what we have to do. But when we stand there and look at another person, we should see them as the reading from Genesis said to us tonight, the image and likeness of God. We see the icon that's here of Christ. We talk about icons as being windows. I like to think of icons also as being mirrors. Because each one of us, not only do we have this divine spark in us, this image and likeness of God, but we are also living icons of Christ. So in other words, when we look at someone, this is what we should see looking back. Not this, thankfully. That wasn't funny. But this. Because this is the image. This is the likeness. He became one of us. I think to remind us of this fact. And again, I think our world has forgotten about this. People are disposable now. People are ends to a means or means to an end. They're utilitarian, if you will. I will use them until I can get nothing else from them, and then I'm going to throw them away. We see this in what our society has become and how we treat each other. The very first stanza from the O Lord, I've Cried Today talked about not only fasting with our bodies, but remembering to work for peace and justice, for the homeless, for the poor, for the hungry. All of these things that we do because Jesus commanded us to love our neighbor. Why? So we'd get along with them? Partly, probably. But more so because of this image and likeness. Because just as we're human beings, so are they. Just as we want to be treated with dignity and respect, so they deserve the same from us. Last Sunday, Sunday of forgiveness, to start off Lent, we look each other in the eye and we ask for forgiveness. So we can start off these holy days that we're now in somewhat in a reconciled state. We pray in the liturgy, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Because if we're not at peace with each other, with our fellow human being, our prayer becomes imperfect. But to remember, constantly to remember, that no matter who that person is, no matter what they've done, they've been created in the image and likeness of God. And each one of them, born and unborn, has that image and likeness and divine spark within each one of them. And to remember that as we're looking at someone, as we're talking about someone, as we're judging another person, as we're saying things maybe that we shouldn't say. We fast not only from food this time of year, but we're supposed to fast with our lips, with our ears, with our eyes, with our hands, with our very being. So it's our entire body, not just our stomach. I think the fasting from food part is a little bit easier than maybe some of the other things that we're supposed to fast from. But it all boils down to our entirety of our spiritual life boils down to this passage from Genesis about how we are created. And if we remember this fact, then in our dealings with other people, we should treat them with the dignity and respect that they deserve as fellow created human beings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
St. Michael Media Group, casting a wide net for the Great Commission.